Our series Turning Points highlights critical moments in life that trigger big changes in direction. David Rowe was living in a Los Angeles homeless shelter when he got a message from someone he once loved, someone who was in trouble. Christine Trang brings us his story.
Back in 2003 in San Diego, David Rowe fell head over heels for Tammy Nelson. They were married and had a child named Lestat. David got the family he'd always wanted. But just 2 years later, David fell right back into an old habit that destroyed the marriage. Drug addiction. Tammy left with Lestat, and David spent years living on the streets. But one day, something told David to walk through the doors of the Union Rescue Mission in Los Angeles.
You know, my life was totally unmanageable. I came here for help for me first, you know, but my ultimate goal was to try to get my family back together.
After some time, David quit using. He got a job as a cook at the shelter. He slowly began to rebuild his life, but he still thought about Tammy.
I'd go out on dates, but I was just never had that connection. And a couple of the dates I'd went on, some of the women had told me, until you get closure from the relationship you're in now, you'll never move forward. You know, and it started clicking that I really, truly did love Tammy.
One Friday night at the homeless shelter, David prayed for guidance. All weekend, he fasted. He hoped to get in contact with Tammy again. And then seemingly out of nowhere, a message arrived on Facebook. It was from Tammy.
So I clicked on it and it said, please respect, and I'm married.
I married a man who thought I was his property, and you can't think for yourself, talk for yourself, do anything for yourself. You have to solely just serve him.
To me, I didn't care if she was married or not. I just wanted that reconnection. So I immediately sent her a message back, you know, and so it was like, well, this is something I have to do. I have to get closure.
I got to say, David's the only person that has never hit me, yelled at me. And I told him that I was married, that Lestat's doing fine, and that I would really love to talk to him. And when he ever got back onto Facebook, to please let me know. And I remember not logging off that whole day and every hour checking, is David on? Is David on? And he, as soon as I checked, he said, hi, how are you? And I started to cry because that's how he always greeted me.
At first, David thought reconnecting with his former wife would just provide closure. But before long, he realized Tammy was in trouble. He and his best friend Dwight decided to travel east toward Albuquerque, New Mexico, where Tammy and Lestat were living. David planned to rescue them and bring them back to California.
Dwight and I, we left at 5 o'clock at night on a Sunday night, and I didn't know what I was getting into. And his thing was, don't worry about what you're getting into. Think about what you're gaining.
When I called him and I said, where are you on Monday? When he said, I'm at McDonald's, I cried because I knew exactly where he was at. He was 2 minutes away at the McDonald's right down the street.
I saw her husband pull out and leave. And when we pulled up, it was like, you know, okay, here we go. You know, I immediately got out of the truck, walked up to the door, knocked on the door. You could tell there had been violence in that house. There was doors off hinges. There was holes in the wall. All the windows were covered in blankets. The mirrors were covered. And then when I looked over again and saw my son and saw the blackness around his eye, you know, and then looked at her and her eye was really black and swollen. It's just like, you know, wow, you know. And the first thing I said was, you know, thank you, God. Let me get him out of here. You know, and it took us less than 2 minutes. Had the truck loaded, you know, and we started on our way.
And he said, you're worth it. You do know that? I just looked at him, and then he said, you're beautiful. You know that? It was like everything that I was told for 5 years just flew out the window.
The boy was kind of excited because now he's on a road trip, you know, so my focus was more on him, keeping him, you know, happy. And I started getting that little connection going with him.
What do you think the sentence is?
We crossed the river on a raft.
David, Tammy, and Lestat will move out of the Union Rescue Mission and get their own apartment within the next couple of months. David is still a chef there, and Tammy hopes to put her culinary school degree to use. Lestat is getting used to Los Angeles, too. He enjoys reading and writing most and will soon be finished with the second grade. For the California Report, I'm Christine Trang in Los Angeles.
That story was produced in collaboration with the USC Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism. You can hear more of the profiles in our Turning Point series at californiareport.org. And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our director is Susie Racho. The technical producer is Seal Muller. Additional engineering from Paul Ancour and Danny Bringer. Our interns are Lillian Mongeau and Alexandra Wexler. Andrea Kissick was a contributing editor. The senior online editor is Gabriel Cohen, with help from David Marks. Our acting senior producer is Victoria Maleone. The news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great Easter weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, with nomination information about the 2012 Leadership Awards at www.irvine.org. The California Endowment, building healthy communities because that's where health happens. More information at calendow.org. And the SunPower Corporation, offering high-efficiency solar energy solutions to households and businesses in California and worldwide. The world standard for solar. SunPowerSolar.com.